For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Three Southern California lawmakers are demanding a federal investigation into allegations that detainees at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center were retaliated against. According to immigrant rights groups, detainees say they experienced retaliation after speaking with members of Congress during a recent oversight visit. Congress members Pete Aguilar, Judy Chu, and Jimmy Gomez say detainees reported poor conditions inside the facility, including concerns about access to food, water, and medical care. The lawmakers directed a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen to demand answers and want Mullen to investigate the allegations. The Department of Homeland Security has continued to deny that a hunger strike is taking place at the facility and have rejected claims that detainees are being abused or mistreated. California's Fair Political Practice Commission brought a $31,000 fine against Governor Gavin Newsom last week for failing to report behested payments on time. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Behested payments are when an elected official asks someone to donate to a charity on their behalf. The payments are completely legal, as long as the official asking for the payments reports them within 30 days. The FPPC found Newsom failed to report 36 behested payments on time during 2024 and 2025. Most were for the California Fire Foundation, a nonprofit that was supporting recovery efforts after the LA fires. Newsom and his staff solicited payments from a number of corporations, including Uber Eats, BlackRock, Lockheed Martin, and Anthem Blue Cross. Most were between $200,000 and $500,000 to the nonprofit. The FPPC says the governor did report the payments before the commission's enforcement division contacted his team. According to Newsom's office, it was delayed in filing its paperwork with the FPPC because the governor was focused on emergency response following the fires. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
A bill to guarantee consultation between California and tribes on water rights is getting a hearing before a Senate committee today. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has the details.
Assembly Bill 2218, which already passed the State Assembly unanimously, says state agencies must give tribes a voice on water projects, plans, and policies. Craig Tucker, an advisor to the Karuk tribe in Northern California, says this will right past wrongs.
The fact is that water was stolen and the laws were contrived to make that okay. And that's what we're trying to unpack here.
In 2019, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order that acknowledged past injustices. The bill would write into law existing state policies and provide assurances that these policies remain in place far into the future. The Association of California Water Agencies opposes the bill, saying it is too vague and invites excessive legal challenges to water decisions. Tucker says it's the other way around, claiming past legal challenges to the rules requiring tribal consultation make this law necessary.
This bill backstops executive orders and ensures that as administrations change, we have protection into the future, that there will be consultation between the state of California and tribes.
Crystal Moreno with the Shingle Springs Tribe of Miwok Indians says this bill is a necessary first step in attaching action to the governor's apology.
We want to see tribal uses of water protected. We cannot bring our tribal community back to ancestral village sites and waterways if the water quality is so poor that we cannot get in it.
Next, the bill goes before the State Senate Environmental Quality Committee on July 1st. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Prices at the pump continue to decline. The average price of a gallon of regular self-serve gasoline in Riverside County dropped today for the 33rd time in 34 days. It fell 1.5 cents to $5.38 per gallon. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.